Greenpeace claims this Russian vessel, the Mikhail Ulyanov, is carrying the world's first shipment of oil drilled in Russian Arctic waters. Around 80 activists from the environmental group tried to prevent the tanker from docking in the Dutch port of Rotterdam Thursday morning. Ian Duff is head of the Arctic campaign at Greenpeace UK.
The only reason that the oil companies can drill for oil in the Arctic is because the ice is melting, and they want to drill for more oil that's causing the melting in the first place. We think this is ludicrous.
Dutch police eventually boarded the Greenpeace vessels, and the tanker was able to dock. Greenpeace says the oil is from the Prirazlomnaya platform, owned by the Russian state-run oil company Gazprom. Last September, 30 Greenpeace activists and journalists were imprisoned for 2 months in Russia after staging a protest at the platform. Many of those detained in Russia took part in Thursday's protest in Rotterdam, among them Dutch activist Faiza Ullassen.
This tanker is carrying the first load of Arctic offshore oil drilled up by Gazprom, so it's controversial for dozens of reasons. And we're asking the Dutch government to take stand and stop this tanker.
The oil shipment comes as Europe debates weaning itself off of Russian energy supplies following the crisis in Ukraine. Ian Bond is from the Centre for European Reform, a London-based policy group.
At least half of the national state budget comes from sales of hydrocarbons to Europe. And although in the winter it would be true that Europe would freeze before Gazprom would go bankrupt, in the summer Europe has more levers.
Ian Duff of Greenpeace says there appears to be much talk but little action.
We're not seeing any sort of distance being put between the big Western energy companies and Russia. In fact, the oil today is being received by Total, a company which in the past has committed not to drill in the Arctic because they think it's just too dangerous.
Both Total and Gazprom failed to respond to requests for comment on the Greenpeace protest. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.